Hello, this is Matt with Damaged Goods on Little Raleigh Radio, and I am here at the Hopscotch Music Festival in downtown Raleigh. And who do I have with me?
My name's Carly, and I'm the drummer in the Pretty Greens.
And my name's Katrina, and I'm a harmonica and guitar player from Ottawa, Canada.
And how are you guys liking the festival so far?
I love it. I think that this is my first year, and being on the Negative Fun label, I know it's like Egg Hunt Records and, you know, Negative Fun and a bunch of other folks that put it together, and I mean, I'm just blown away. I think we drove in, you know, not knowing what to expect, knowing it was going to be probably really cool, and I think this, like, far surpasses. It's been a super fun day.
Yeah, I heard really good things about it, and it's been even more fun than I could have imagined.
Is this your first time playing in Raleigh?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
I've never played in North Carolina before.
Oh, that's awesome.
Actually, I don't even know if I've really been to Raleigh before. I haven't been to Raleigh before.
I've never been to Raleigh either. It's funny because I went to Merge Fest this year for the first time, and that was the first time that I was in even close proximity. Mostly.
Was that the Cat's Cradle?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, great place. God.
It was so awesome this year. It was really cool. XX.
That's right. Yeah. I love XX. Great.
Yeah. It was very, very cool. Teenage Fan Club was there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was the best. Yeah, the best thing.
Well, so I wanted to ask you about the Pretty Greens.
Okay.
How long have you guys been a band for?
So the Pretty Greens started, and we're based out of Philadelphia. We started with the current lineup that we have now. We've probably been together, we're going on our third year, and so it's like almost like our third August in a row that probably just passed that we added Cool Shmuel as our guitarist, and it's just been a fit with all of us together, and with the content that we wanted to produce, it's just been really fun, so it's been a really kind of intense 3 years, I feel like. And Sarah Cool Shmuel had never played really in a band so much before us, and her and Julia, they're both amazing players, so we just have a lot of fun.
And did you recently go on tour with a band from Greensboro called Daddy Issues?
Yes, we did, and we had the best time. Those guys they rule. We put together a tour with all of us, and it was us and Daddy Issues, and we just did like a small, jaunty weekend, and it was just New York, D.C., and Philly, and then we also did Baltimore, and it was just awesome. We had the best time. Everyone, I think, like when we first met Daddy Issues, we didn't realize they were on the label with us, and then
oh, yeah.
We kind of were like, oh wait, we're label mates, this is awesome, and we really, when we first met them, at Little Babies in New York, and they were just, or Babies All Right, I always say Little Babies because Little Babies is the ice cream shop in Philly, but Babies All Right, we met them at Babies All Right in New York, and we just like clicked. There was something, it's like, you know, you meet your best friend, and you meet some people and you're just like, you feel really positive energy, and I think we felt that around them, and they were really cool ladies, and so we were like, yes, we have to do this again, so it worked out.
And I feel like your sound probably went very well with them.
Oh yeah, definitely. They have like more, definitely like they're more of like a cage surf sound, like they're, you know, super awesome, and now that they have, you know, the Wyas portion, they had Josh play with them, so we didn't, Amethyst, kind of, I think she was, doing other things, so she couldn't be, part of this weekend that we went away, but it was really cool, like, their sound is just awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And they have a lot of energy, like, really, really good energy live, too, so.
Did you play at the Cake Shop in New York?
We did, we had the best time, and that was for Cake Shop's 5th year anniversary, and, we played with Desert Sharks, who we're also really good friends with, and they're like really crunchy garage.
Crunchy, I like that description.
Yeah, they're like they're a heavier garage sound, and they're really awesome ladies too. you know, we had Meredith from Perfect Pussy DJing, and it was awesome. Just, like, a super fun night, and, and a friend of another band played that was, like, a friend of Daddy Issues, so it was, like, all these people who were, like, super friends with each other, and we just had a great time, so.
And so, you guys played a set today at Hopscotch, but not with the Pretty Greens, right?
Right. So, like, the last night, the Pretty Greens opened for L7 in Philadelphia at the Trocadero, and the girls couldn't make it because of, scheduling conflicts. So my friend Katrina here, who has been my friend for a super long time, said yes to coming down, and she plays some great music as well. It's, like, I would say, like, harmonica blues with, like, and you have a very garagey sound too, I feel like, with your guitar. It's really just, I feel like you totally, like, you own it.
Yeah, so I was pretty thrilled because Carly asked if I could come down and play this festival with her, and she actually learned the drum parts in the car while we drove overnight. And she did a really good job. But we've played together a few times over the years, and I got to play in a band with Carly when she joined my band from Japan, and we did a East Coast Canadian tour. But that's about 10 years ago, so it was an exciting kind of counterpoint to that. And I've been so impressed by this festival. Like, it's just, oh man, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So are you guys going to be checking out any of the other acts today?
So my favorite so far, like, I have now, being on the label, like, there's so many nice people that I've met, like, just who are here and who are artists, who are, you know, based in Richmond, who came down here, or, you know, in other parts. And, like, the guys in Ghost Blonde came down to Philly, and we did a house show with them. Positive No, we played with them before. And they're amazing. I'm super happy to see those guys. They're just really nice, and they're friends. And then also Midnight Plus One, they totally ruled today. Like, I was just what? Yeah. She, like, jumped off the drums. Like, yeah. It was just phenomenal. Like, she's really good. You know, PJ, he's awesome. He did, like, the whole, I feel like he's, like, got his, you know, Hoax Hunters were, you know, playing as a full band. And, I mean, he still, you know, is such a impressive guitar player, too. And, you know, he was really great. So there's a lot, so many cool acts. Like, so many people to see. All Right, we're great. I'm just, like, every...
Is that how you say their name?
What is it?
Patois Counselor.
Oh, Patois, yeah, like, so good. Like,
yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Like their live show was so present.
Yeah. Yeah. They have six people on stage. That's pretty great.
A little organ.
And it didn't look crowded at all. They all stayed in their lane.
Right.
No, but it was really, I really enjoyed, well, yeah, there's just so, there's a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, like, the day is literally jam-packed with awesome band after awesome band. So I'm like, more than glad that, you know, we drove all night to get here. Like, it was totally worth it.
We didn't really make any plans outside of just the day party. I might do some busking later tonight somewhere.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But, I was excited to see that Dwight Yoakam was playing tonight. But of the bands that are playing here today, I mean, it's such a put together. You can just tell it's, like, very thoughtful, you know, how much effort and energy has gone into making something like this. You really feel it. Also, there was an amazing breakfast.
Yes, amazing vegan breakfast. I mean, we came in.
Oh, sorry, from the Fiction Kitchen.
Yeah, it was wonderful. The garlic grits, I don't even know. I'm like, everything was delicious.
So good.
Yeah, great coffee. I'm like, and it was just like a welcome after being on the road for, like, I don't even know. I like lost count.
I even had supper last night. I just left Ottawa yesterday afternoon and, like, drove straight to pick up Carly and then straight here, except for a little break at customs. But
she got pulled over.
How did that go?
It was 9/11 yesterday, so
that's
I think they were being more
cautious.
Yeah, it wasn't like a welcome. No, it was fine. It all worked out. It worked out in the end because we made it here.
Yeah, she got to my house last night at 2 a.m. in the morning. And we packed up and pretty much, like, drove all the way here and made it here at 10 a.m.
Wow.
We brought our stuff in and pretty much set up, and I gathered breakfast for us while she started playing. And then after she was done, we had a little breakfast. So, and it went fast, I have to say.
Do you plan to sleep at all during this weekend?
Yes.
no.
Wait, what? I don't have to think.
I don't understand.
Think about that. Yeah, I'm not.
Sleep?
I know we mentioned Carly and I have known each other for quite a while. Don't have the youthful, gotta take care of things for longevity. But I have to say, like, how awesome all the bands were. I kept thinking I would, like, sneak away for, like, little mini naps, but I didn't really want to leave any of the stuff that was going on this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. I know, it was just a lot of fun. I think we went to, what's the record store that's around here?
Sorry State Records?
Yeah, we went to Sorry State, and I picked up the new Vex tape, which I'm excited about.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're supposed to be really good. And, I got some other 7-inches, like, stuff that I haven't seen in a while, like Spare Snare and, like, Holy Rollers, Jawbox and Tar, which I was like, what?
Jawbox, a good 90s throwback there.
Yeah, and Positive No recorded with Jay Robbins, too, for their new album, Glossa, which they're going to probably play parts from today, too, so that's
awesome.
Really awesome. Yeah, Jawbox, they were like, Dreamless was like, that was like my song in the 90s. That was it.
Well, so Katrina, I have to ask you, you have a connection to the TV show Degrassi?
Oh, yeah. So a band, yeah, we had some songs on Degrassi, on Weeds. I had a song on Weeds. Numbers, another one, about a detective who uses math. Yeah,
it's FBI profiling using really awesome math techniques. I like that show.
I feel bad to say I don't know if I've actually seen
it. Is that really how it works? I've never seen it.
Yeah, he broke the code. He was like, his brother's an FBI person, and he like does math to like make the statistics of the show into like murder solving problems.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was a good show.
Yeah, my mom's an accountant. I feel like I should have shown her that. My mom's really good with math.
Well, Katrina, do you know what scene your music was played in Degrassi?
I know that you can Google it and it will tell you.
Plum Tree and Degrassi.
Yeah. Okay. There's some description. And it wasn't the original Degrassi, it was the next generation. But it's really exciting. I don't know, it's iconic Canadian stuff. But Canada's so small. Everyone in Canada has cool connections to other cool stuff in Canada, because we're not a big country. So.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone.
Have you ever ran into Nardwuar the Human Serviette?
I have. Actually, I was kind of nervous. The first time we went to Vancouver, Nardwuar was trying to organize an interview with my old band, and it was going to be Plum Tree versus Iced Tea, and the interview didn't end up taking place, and I think we were
at the same time.
We were playing a show the same night on the same block. I think he walked down the alley behind our show that night, but we were all really relieved because we actually were kind of nervous about that possibility. But yeah, we've got to be interviewed by Nardwuar and meet him, and I was actually just trying to remember if we played a show with him or if he was just at a show that we had played in Vancouver, but he's a amazing promoter of Canadian culture and music, and he's definitely someone to be really proud of. I think, yeah, the Evaporators. I think it wasn't the Evaporators, but we played with some kind of side project.
Oh, like the Smuggler? No.
The Goblins?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
No, I love Nardwuar, and I never knew too much about Canada until I listened to all those interviews.
Well, I love that idea that you learned about Canada through Degrassi and Nardwuar. I feel like that's, if you're going to learn about our country, that seems like a good place to start.
Yeah, that's a good way to go, yeah.
I was like, everyone wears tam o'shanters in Canada and knows a lot about obscure records. No, maybe he's a great, great, great guy.
I think I found out that Vancouver didn't have any Taco Bells through Nardwuar's radio show, because he was, like, interviewing Supercharger in, like, 1993 or 94 or something, and those guys are crazy, man.
Didn't he interview Jean Chrétien? It was pretty crazy. That was, like, classic Nardwuar. Yeah.
Do you know when Wailing Storm is playing?
Last. They're going on...
Time, you think?
Probably closer to 4:30, 4 o'clock-ish.
Yeah. Breaking news, if you're listening to this interview, you may have missed them.
Yeah, you'll listen to this like 2 weeks from now, yeah.
By the way. That's funny. Nardware, you could learn a lot of Canadianisms from someone wearing a red tam and a very 60s haircut.
Yeah.
I saw recently on, I think, Facebook, someone got a portrait of Nardwar tattooed on them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well, here, I don't know if this is a big secret, but I'll just reveal a little surprise about the Pretty Greens, is that Carly in the Pretty Greens is also Canadian.
That's... I am. I'm totally Canadian. So I moved to Philly in 2005, and I actually met Julia in the Pretty Greens, who is our bassist. At the nonprofit that we work at, and she originally played the violin. So she literally, she has a Hofner bass now. It's a pink Hofner bass named Cupcake, and it's the it's the coolest bass. And she plays bass.
It's the sweetest bass, right?
Yes, it's the sweetest bass, and she plays bass like no one that I know. She plays like this really melodic, sing-songy melodic bass line. Someone I think compared like Quilts to like ESG the other day. I was like, what? And I mean, I think a lot of that has to do with Cool too, and the way that she creates melodies on her guitar. I think us working together, I feel like we're starting to write more songs, and you know, we had the EP that we put out with Chris, and I think we're kind of finding our groove now, so it's gonna be probably an exciting year coming up for us.
Well, so I wanted to ask you about Philadelphia. What are some of the best bands coming out of the area?
Well, people really love Amanda Axe and Sheer Mag.
Sheer Mag's playing tonight.
They're playing at Hopscotch.
Yes, that's right.
It's super. It's funny because like Positive No, just bought a Sheer Mag 7-inch, and I was like, oh, Philly. You leave Philly, but you can never really leave Philly because it finds you pretty much anywhere you go. It's just like Canada. It finds you. Any hometown that you're from. Who else do we love? There's so many bands that are coming out of Philly right now that are, like, just awesome. We work with our friend Mike Wrights a lot, and he does the rap on our one song, and he just wrote a new album. Ghost Gum are phenomenal. Littler are really awesome. Mercury Girls... they're like just, it's Kevin from Literature, and they started a new project, and we have had so much fun with a lot of the bands that are based out of Philly. Hounds are really good, and Perry Shallon Hounds, he actually does a lot of artwork for a lot of different bands as well. There's just a lot going on there all the time. It's a great artist community. I feel like you know, Mannequin Pussy moved there from New York.
They're a great band.
Yeah, so did Hunters. So I feel like a lot of people, like, and it's the same reason that I moved there, because I was going to move to Chicago, and instead I decided to move to Philly, because it's affordable.
Right.
And I think, like, where maybe New York isn't. Girlpool just moved there. Waxahatchee. There's tons of people that have, like, kind of transplanted there, and... you know, I think it can be a really supportive scene, and a lot of people end up staying because of that, so.
What are some of the coolest places to check out in Philadelphia?
I would say, let me think. That's a loud train. it was like, meh! We played Underground Arts recently. That's one of the newer venues. People love playing, you know, Johnny Brenda's. There's a new Shake Shack that's, like, next to that. There's a lot of vegan options. There's, like, the Pizza Museum, Little Baby's Ice Cream.
Did you say Pizza Museum?
Yes, there's a Pizza Museum.
Can we talk more about that?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like, Pizza Brain, and it's in Fishtown, and it's just like a museum dedicated to pizza and its awesomeness.
Is that the cheesiest museum you've ever been to?
I'm sure there's more cheesy museums, come on. But I'm like, as far as cheese goes, it's probably up there.
Right.
There's Honest Tom's Tacos. There's so many awesome food trucks in Philly right now. Like, it's just, you know, we have Cinemug, which serves Reanimator coffee. That's a local roasted bean, and Reanimator bean, I'm just like, I could die. I like want to send everyone pounds of Reanimator coffee.
Named after the classic 80s horror movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's got like a skeleton on the, it's really cool.
Awesome.
There's so many little things that pop up in Philly and that are happening there because of the artist scene there and because of people kind of wanting to become entrepreneurs. There's also a large tech, hub in Philly of, like, you know, technical, artists and technical coders and just a whole community that's tech-based that's growing there as well with startups and apps and all kinds of things.
Well, so do the Pretty Greens ever do cover songs?
So one of the songs that we do right now is by Lucille Mathis, who's Northern Soul, and it's called I'm Not Your Regular Woman. And it's just an awesome soul song. And I personally love Northern Soul, so I love that we're doing a Northern Soul song. We've also... What have we done in the past? Well, we've done Make the Night a Little Longer by the Cookies or the Palisades. I'm trying to think of anything. Really, I think, like, because we started with, like, a lot of stuff that we were trying to tailor to fit with Cool. We haven't done a lot of covers. But I would personally, like, I've already given them the sheet music so we can figure out FM by the Slits. I'm hoping.
It's one of my favorite bands, the Slits.
Yeah, they're rad, right? I know. Yeah, they're totally rad. So I would love to do that. And there's like two separate parts of that song too, because there's like the live version of FM, and then there's like the recorded version, which like, you know, didn't even have their, you know, drummer on it.
Right.
Because it was like a studio session, and then the whole basis of the song and what it's about, and just about Aria and kind of like what happened to her personally one night when she was out and kind of got into she was raped. So I mean, it's like, it's about mutilation, it's like a feminist, like, it's like her writing about her experience and like owning, like, just like being able to talk about it. And so it's like just a crazy song, but it's so awesome. Like, it's such a great song. I think, you know, just that in itself, it would be amazing to cover that song. So. But we are doing, we're actually doing, we're supposed to be a part of a compilation with Negative Fun and Grey Estates. And we love Lauren from Grey Estates. She's super awesome. They're putting out a compilation, and I believe that there will be a bunch of different groups, like Daddy Long Legs and a bunch of other people that'll be on that as well. And I think I'm Not Your Regular Woman is going to be on that too. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so how many releases do you have so far in the Pretty Greens?
So we only have the cassette EP, and then we have our Lonely Hunter single. We just recorded a bunch of stuff last night from the L7 show, just from the board. So one of those songs, there's an older label one of the guys from Unwound is like kind of putting back together with another friend of mine. I don't know if you remember Unwound or if you know.
Yeah.
We were asked to kind of contribute a song to them too. So maybe one of the songs from last night's show, maybe we'll go to them. So we'll see. But there's definitely stuff on the horizon, so.
Well, Katrina, how many recordings do you have?
Solo, I just have one that I actually haven't released it online. It's just kind of available in person. I'm going to probably make one or two other kind of, under-the-radar things, and then I'll put out an album. But, so yeah, 0.5 maybe? What, depending on if you meet me in person or... sort of kind of one. And then I've been involved, I've played harmonica on lots of people's stuff, and I've With Plumtree, did a variety of stuff. But yeah, as my own, I'm just kind of working towards my first full length. But yeah.
Well, so I wanted to ask you guys about bootlegs. Mm-hmm. I know Danzig, if someone asks him to autograph a bootleg, he won't sign it. So if someone had a bootleg copy of one of your records, would you autograph it?
Well, right now, so that's a tough question, because so like we are kind of bootlegging our own record, because we ran out of cassettes. We sold out of our cassettes. I think we have like maybe three. Chris has like maybe four out of the 100 that we made, and so we were like, people still want it, so we started making it into CDs. And I don't know. I mean, it's funny. That's a funny question, because I have personally experienced trying to get someone to autograph a bootleg, not knowing that it was a bootleg.
Who was it?
It was Paul Weller for his
The Jam, yeah.
Yeah, for his Heavy Souls tour. I bought like this awesome wood box set, and it had like, you know, three picks from like all three albums and everything. And then it came with like a CD, it was like numbered, and we like waited for it. He was very gracious about it. Like, he didn't have to be gracious, he was super gracious about it. He's like, this is a nice box set, and I still have it. He autographed it, and I still have it. You know, it's like one of my treasures. So that has happened to me.
Did he say, who bootlegged this?
He didn't, but he's like, oh, this is a bootleg. Like, you know, I didn't know if I think it came with like a shirt too or something like that.
Okay. But so it was a pretty well done bootleg.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was like, you know, when Heavy Soil came out, and I mean, that's like not his best album, you know, like it was like his like kind of down period before he got back up again for like Sonic Kicks and, you know, 20 Dreams and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, so that's happened. I don't know how I would. I guess I would. We've asked someone to take a video down with our song on it from YouTube, because it was like Lonely Hunter, I think, and someone put it up, and it was just like, we were like, why are you putting, you know, like, because maybe we were trying to sell it or something. I don't know.
Right.
We were like, hey, dude, like, you didn't even ask us if you could do this. So, I mean, it works both ways. I guess it's just how you feel at the time and how they're using it and how they're, I guess, how they're appropriating it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Katrina?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm really shy about recording, and I'm trying to turn that around. Like, I actually, when I decided to be a full-time musician, I kind of toyed with the idea of, like, could I have this anachronistic career model where I didn't actually release any recorded music, like the only place you could have my stuff would be live. And I looked into making, like, you know, greeting cards that play cheesy like happy birthday things. I was trying to think about ways that you could, if you did have a physical recording, that it would be very different from other ones. And in that, I wasn't even in that process directly, but I actually met a guy who is friends with a drummer whose his job in Canada is to play drums for those cards. Like, it's a specific style of recording, because it's like a very limited spectrum.
That's intense.
And I was like, I actually could. I actually just really love cards and stationery. But all that to say that, I'm not sure. Like, I mean, if someone has gone through that much trouble, I guess it's a compliment.
Yeah,
I like the idea of trying to have, you know, nicely packaged things, but I'm still working my way up to being able to put out the stuff that I want to be able to put out. So I understand in the meantime if people are frustrated of not being able to get my stuff, that they would just bootleg it. But I'd like to, you know, if people want my stuff, it's like, just give me your address and I'll send you a handwritten note in the mail and something surprising from Canada. So I like sending people mail.
Isn't that better? Yeah. Is better to get something really personal, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
And not sell it. I feel like there's the jerks out there who, like, just want 1,000 autographs and who, like, you know, ruin, like, record store day or, you know, whatever else for the rest of the, you know, music-loving community. And jerks like that, they really burn my... I don't even...
Call them fuckers, right?
Yeah. They can burn, man. Yeah. Yeah, it just bums me out, because, like, I've been at shows where, like, someone has, like, a bag of records, and you're just like, really? Like, come on, you know?
It was also weird, because with the explosion of Record Store Day, I've seen a lot of records that I would never have thought would Like, for instance, I saw a One Direction record player.
Gross. Yeah, no thank you.
No, that seems pretty predictable.
Yeah.
And also, it's sweet, you know, people get into music and all kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, I mean, I remember totally loving Tiffany when I was a kid, or whatever.
Okay.
Well, just whatever stuff, like, I feel like people who really like One Direction, it's like, they're gonna, you know, if their interest has been captured by music, they're gonna, who knows what path their journeys will take. Sorry, I'm like the...
She's being way less snobby than I am.
Well, maybe, I feel like there should be more Pretty Green's novelty merchandise, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we try and work on stuff that is original, and,
You guys have the cutest stuff. I love your designs.
Thanks, man. No, I mean, you know, we had Tuesday Bassam do our artwork for our EP, and then that also, like, carried over into a lot of, like, just our, you know, like, our retooling of, like, buttons, and, you know, we did pins. We did a lot of marketing with it. We were like, it was a big deal for us to put out the cassette, and we, you know, feel really lucky that we were able to do that. And, you know, I did separate shirt that was like cat heads, and people love it. Like, I feel like they love it, and it's like, you know, a take on Ghost World or whatever. But
they thought it was the cat's pajamas.
Oh yeah, they thought it was the cat's pajamas. Yeah, no, I feel like when you do stuff like that, I feel like it kind of sets you apart, and I feel like people appreciate it more. And you know,
yeah, I got really excited because I was making like kind of cheesy toast, and it actually. The cheese melted into the shape of a Pretty Greens t-shirt, and I got really excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you sell this on eBay?
I've been waiting. I've been waiting till I can ask for $1,000 for it.
Limited edition rare.
Yeah. Well, I'm secretly trying to get Carly to sign it, but without her realizing what she's doing, and be like, Carly, do you mind signing my toast for no reason?
Say, is this an authorized toast?
Yeah. Well, now that the cassette is practically sold out, I mean, who knows? We're next level.
That's
there's
nice.
Actually there's someone selling some old plum tree stuff for $1,000 online.
That. And Darren and I were looking at that. That was crazy.
Yeah, we actually. But
I mean, it's not crazy because you guys are so talented.
Well, we it's funny because we were the kind of band that like. We didn't even keep copies of stuff for ourselves. Like, we would sell stuff to people who wanted it, and we, like, there's all this plum juice stuff that none of us have. But our record label and our publisher actually just found some boxes of stuff, so it's
is that Endearing?
We're just Endearing Records, so we're just making it available. So I don't know if that means that the person trying to sell stuff for $1,000 won't get their money, but we wanted to make it available to people who wanted
Aww.
It. So
yeah.
I think that's the model that we like.
Yeah.
You just want people to be able to get stuff.
Yeah, because then what is it for if they can't listen to your music? And it's $1,000. That's not very attainable.
Although, I have to admit, this... Okay, I'm saying all the terrible things on this interview, but, like, I've definitely gone to a show that I really liked before and bought the t-shirt and not the record. And I don't know why that was. Maybe just because I really liked the t-shirt. But I would love to see the music fan who, like, bought the cheesy toast over like a t-shirt or a record.
Like, sure, it's happened.
The subsection of musical fans
such a moment product. Yeah.
Well, because it's like how you're showing yourself apart. Like anyone can buy a record, but there's only one cheesy toast. Truthfully, I think I ate it, so I don't know if anyone can buy it.
Damn it.
It's just too bad.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that out loud. I should have just made another one.
I won't sign that one either.
Well, so do you think Pretty Greens will ever do any shows in North Carolina?
I hope so. I think it just didn't work out this time around. I mean, it's hard because we do have day jobs and stuff too. So I think it's, you know, working around everyone's schedule. I hope that we will be able to. That would be awesome. I know that the girls are open to it, but it just didn't work out this time, and I think we just need to plan it, and it, you know, it'll happen. Yeah.
Well, so...
I feel it.
So winding up here, I was going to ask you, what's your favorite Pretty Green song to play live?
Oh, well, I love... that's hard. Well, we have a new song called Soft Lies, which I wrote the lyrics to, and Sarah had this melody, and it just, like, worked out. I wish we had 10 of those songs. And it's a newer song, and I like to play it because I just like the way that it's formatted for drums, and I like the way that it just came together. But I love Animal, because Julia has, like, this crazy bass line part, and I just feel like it makes me, like, I'm just like, ah! I love playing that part. Like, that's my favorite. Like, she wrote this, like, awesome fuzz bass line, and I'm just like, ah, when that part comes up, it's like a two, you know, like a two stanza thing, and I just feel like I'm, you know, like, it's like, I love it. It just makes me happy when I play that. Because I get to go crazy on drums, and that makes me happy.
Well, so where can people go online if they want to hear your music?
They can go to thepretygreens.com, at thepretygreens on Twitter. They can also go to Facebook, thepretygreens, thepretygreens.bandcamp.com. I'm social mediaed out, frankly.
Right.
We're all tricked out. I feel like L7 were saying that they were having, you know, they wanted to keep it, like, light as far as social media, and let me tell you, these days it's really hard, like, yeah, to that's keep when, up with on trends.
Yeah. Well, I think that's when, like, your cheese toast starts its own Twitter, yeah, and then just posts its own
updates. I think you should start the cheese toast Twitter.
And then that gets more followers than your regular account.
Is it the super pretty green fan?
Does the cheese toast eventually turn green? Is that part of the...
It's always pretty.
She knows.
That's right. Well, Katrina, where can people go online if they want to hear your stuff?
Well, my name, it's Katrina, but it's spelled like Catriona, and it's katrinasturton.com, and on YouTube, it's Harmonica, like C-A-T-R-I-O-N-A, Harmonicatriona is my YouTube channel, and I guess I have a Bandcamp and a SoundCloud, too, but yeah, it's C-A-T-R-I-O-N-A, and my last name is Sturton. And that's where my stuff is.
Awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us today on Damaged Goods.
Thanks for having us on your radio show.
Please come back.
Oh, it's really nice to meet you. Thank you so much.